I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Noise.
This podcast is created by artificial intelligence. We're all machine. Every day, a new episode is generated. Happy drifting.
My Little Pony is on the way to becoming a huge hit. And I want you both to know that I'm really glad for it, Dash. I know that, Mother, Princess Twilight Sparkle said impatiently. Not everyone wants their kids to grow up and be little ponies. She turned back toward her parents with a smile of her own. You've been really good about it. I was, said her mother. But I don't think that's anything to be ashamed of, Twilight. It takes a lot of courage to let your little one grow up and start thinking on their own. Twilight smiled again. She couldn't believe that her parents were so understanding. Her father was the most grounded and stable of all her friends, and even Rainbow Dash could be a little erratic at times. But they always came through for her in the end. Her mother continued on as if she hadn't noticed Twilight's smile. Besides, we're really proud of you. Yeah, said her father. You came into the world thinking that magic was completely wrong, and now look at where you are. You're a unicorn princess with an amazing talent for magic. He grinned widely. We've always known that one day you would be a great pony. Twilight's eyes grew wide with shock at her father's words. Really, she said, turning to face him again and forgetting about the book in her hand. You knew that from the start? No one ever thought I could do magic before. She shot an excited glance at her mother. Do you? Your father and I did, said the princess, smiling proudly down at her daughter. But so many ponies back then didn't want magic to be in their children's lives. She waved a hoof dismissively. I'm sure that when your friends start to find out, they'll all want to be like you. I hope so, said Twilight. She glanced down at the book in her hooves again, and looked back up at her parents with a smile of pride on her face. But I can't wait for them to get here. I can't wait to tell them. And Spike too. Yeah, said her father. You've got us now. He turned his attention back on the book for a moment. I wonder what it'll say when you open it. Twilight opened the cover of the journal and began to leaf through the pages inside. It didn't look like a very interesting book at first glance, but she couldn't help but feel excited when she saw that it was full of blank pages. She looked up and smiled at her parents again. I have no idea, Twilight said with another smile. But I think it's going to be way more interesting than anything either of you could have ever dreamed up. Well, that's good, said her mother. I know we've been a little worried about you lately. Twilight frowned slightly before smiling again in response to her mother's words. She felt a bit concerned at the way she had just answered, and it took her a moment to think of something to say in response. I'm sorry, Mother, she said with a small frown. Do you want me to be more careful? The princess smiled again and shook her head quickly. No, she said. Not at all. She paused for a moment before continuing on as if she hadn't just been talking about Twilight's schedule. I know you're trying your best to figure out where magic comes from, and I'm very proud of you for doing so. Twilight turned toward her father with a smile of her own. He was looking at the book in his wife's hooves with an expression of awe on his face. It's not like any book you've ever read, is it? He asked with a smile. No, chuckled the princess as she looked down at her husband's hooves and back up to him again. I don't think so. She turned back toward Twilight once more, and this time she began to blink rapidly as if trying not to cry. It's going to be okay, the princess said with a smile. I promise. Twilight smiled again in response to her mother's words, but found it difficult to believe that everything was going to be okay. The book was a diary, and her parents had given birth to her as a baby girl rather than giving birth to an alien creature that could fly through space. Still, she couldn't help but feel reassured by the princess' words. Twilight didn't want everything to fall apart again, even if she knew that it probably would in the end. She turned back toward her parents and grinned widely, unable to contain her excitement any longer. She couldn't believe how happy they were for her when they thought about what was going on inside of their daughter's head. It brought a smile to Twilight's face just by the very thought of it. I'm going to be a big sister again, Twilight said as she realized something she had never before considered. I have no idea how many times I've wondered at what kind of little creature I was going to turn into, or if my parents were ever going to give birth to an alien creature in the first place. But even as she was saying it, Twilight knew that her parents were going to give birth to a pony. It's okay, said Princess Celestia with a smile that reached from one ear back toward her crown. We've had our share of parenting worries. Not that many, her husband said with a chuckle. Only when you were born. He turned back to the book in his wife's hooves. I've wanted a little pony for as long as I can remember. The princess smiled again and looked down at her husband's hooves with a laugh. And I never got one, she said before laughing again, causing her mane to shake back and forth. The two parents laughed for several moments as Twilight simply watched them, unable to help but join in on the laughter herself despite how serious things seemed to be at the time. How are you holding up, Twilight? Asked Princess Celestia as she looked down at her daughter once again. I know that it's been really hard for you. Twilight smiled and nodded in response to her mother's question, but she couldn't stop herself from shaking a little bit with nerves from time to time while they were talking. She was so excited about the prospect of having a baby sister that even thinking about what would come after seemed like something too big for any pony to handle right now. But then again, how could there have ever been anything too huge? Her parents had adopted a little alien creature into their family and given birth to the most powerful unicorn princess who had ever lived. It just didn't seem possible. She turned toward them one more time before turning back toward the book again, in an attempt not to get overwhelmed by everything going on around her head all at once. I'm okay, she said with another nod of her head before letting out a nervous laugh of her own. It feels good knowing that I'll be able to help fill this place up sooner or later. She paused only slightly before continuing on with genuine excitement spilling over into his voice. I wonder if every pony has got some sort of journal written inside their heads. She thought for several seconds more as she tried not to think too much about where magic came from or why ponies were born rather than making themselves appear as flesh and blood creatures instead of being born out of eggs or other strange methods like unicorns did normally. She wasn't sure exactly how things worked. Then she shrugged off everything else and simply continued on smiling without any hesitation. If they don't, I'd really like something magical set aside especially for me.
Kiranajanoise generated the text in this show, part with GPT-3. OpenAI's large-scale language generation model. Upon generating draft language, Kiranajanoise reviewed, edited, and revised the language to their own liking and takes ultimate responsibility for the content of this podcast.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.